Today's Daf Yomi is Daf Chof Vov Omud Beis and Daf Chof Zayin in the Gemara in Shabbos. Again, we're trying to stay a little bit ahead by doing almost a blot and a half each day in order that when Pesach comes up with all the Yomim Tovim in Shabbos, and we can't unfortunately do a live shiurim, so people can continue along and be maintaining their Daf. So we begin at the very bottom, three lines from the bottom, Chof Vov Omud Beis. Today's shiur is going to be dealing with a number of subjects that people may not be as familiar with, and I'll try to give a hakdama, an introduction, so people can follow it along. First we'll read the brice, and then I'll give the introduction. Three lines from the bottom, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar tells us, this is in addition to what we've been talking about, the wicks and the oils coming from a tree, but the din amar, so now we have an additional din, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, kol hayotze min ha'etz, something that comes from a tree, Ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, isn't subject to the normal rules of tuma and tara when it comes to size of a garment that is made from a tree. We'll see this includes plants as well, so we're going to be talking about cotton and things like that. They're loosely called trees over here, as we'll see in a moment. So the normal dinim for tuma and tara apply in certain situations based upon the size of a garment. That's where I'll give the introduction in a moment. So the first din that the Braisa tells the name of Rishim Elazar is that 3x3, now a very critical fact that people need to know in numbers in Shas, so if they're masculine numbers, so for example it was Shlosha, it would always be Tfachim, which is four thumbs, or what we loosely call a hand breadth, but it's actually four thumbs, or five pointer fingers, or six pinkies. They're all roughly the same in terms of the size, which is a little bit under 4 inches. But when it uses the feminine term, as shalosh is a feminine number, so then it could either mean etzbos, which is a finger, which is the width of one thumb, or it could mean amos, which of course are a much larger number. We're not going to be dealing with amos today, so whenever we have the number shalosh, we're actually dealing with three etzbos, and when we have the number shlosha, we're dealing with three tfachim. That's a very important general shas rule to always remember. The number will determine whether you, even sometimes doesn't tell you the units, it will determine the units based upon whether it's a masculine or a feminine number. So the first din is that there is no din over here of shalosh al shalosh, shalosh al shalosh, which I'll explain momentarily, umesachkin bo, and since it can't accept tumah, it's able to be used for schach, for a sukkah. With the one exception to this rules, things coming from a tree, is chutz mi pishtan, with the exception of flax, of linen. That doesn't apply over here. They do have all of these things applying to linen that don't apply to anything else that comes from a tree or a plant. Now, let me give a little introduction over here. When something is a garment, even if it doesn't have a base kibble, utensils, they normally have a base kibble, they have a receptacle area, and that's what makes them a utensil, and they can accept tumah. But a garment, a shirt, doesn't have a base kibble. But if it's a full garment, it's utilized as a garment, so by definition it can accept tumah, even though there's no base kibble. But if you just have cloth, if you just have material, so then it depends sometimes on the size. If something is shlosha tvachim, by three tvachim, if something is 3x3 tvachim, again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches. So if you have something that is roughly a foot by a foot in its size, so then that is usable for poor people as well as rich people, and that certainly is classified as a garment. In fact, as we'll see in the Gemara, you don't necessarily need anything to tell you that, because we know the garments can accept tumah, and by definition, if something is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim at least, so it's considered a garment. We don't find the distinction really between something that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim and garments. But we do find a major distinction with something that's 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Rich people would toss that in the garbage. Poor people would say, that's going to be a patch. I'm going to need this little bit of material because I'm a poor person, and I'll use it to patch something. So for a poor person, something that's 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, again, somewhere in the area of like 3 inches or so, so that's going to be 3-inch by 3-inch patch, that's going to be usable for a poor person, and therefore it's considered something significant and theoretically could accept tumah. So what Rishon Lezion is telling us over here is, when you're dealing with plants, when you're dealing, as Rashi says over here, yotzi min ha'etz, kemo kanbus, which is cotton, v'tzemer gefen. Tzemer gefen is normally translated as hemp. It should be made sure that people don't confuse this with tzemer. Tzemer is wool, but tzemer gefen is hemp. So therefore, things that come from a tree, again, we're using the term tree loosely, it's really a plant, so cotton or hemp, so they are not capable of accepting tumah if they're 3x3 etzbos. likewise, since they don't accept tumah, they can be used for schach. Schach has to be something that isn't makabel tumah. And the one exception to this rule is pishdon. Flax does accept tumah over here. Now, we're going to have two major different opinions. That's the end of the little introduction for now. Now we're going to have two major opinions, Abaya and Rava over here, understanding the statement of Rishon Elazar. That's what we'll spend a lot of the shir on today. So, Omer Abaya. Abaya tells us, we turn to the Amud Beis. Rishon Elazar, the Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmol, Amud Dover Echad. The opinions of that we just read, Rishon ben Elazar, as well as another Tanoic opinion, which is in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmol, which we'll call the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol opinion. So Abaye says, Amru Dover Echad. They both said the same exact thing. There's no difference between these two opinions. In other words, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar HaDamarin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion is what we just said, as I explained it. And Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, their opinion, Mahi, what is their opinion? So the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, they hold, V'Nemru Begodim B'Torah Stam. We have in many places in the Torah, it just says Begodim. Rashi says over here, hold the Nemru Begodim B'Torah Stam, Kigon B'Tumah Shrotzim, in regards to Tumah of Shrotzim, if something comes into contact with Sheretz, it becomes Tameh. So if a garment or a cloth, something comes into contact with Shrotzim, it just says a garment. It says a beged. It doesn't specify what type. Likewise with Tumah Smeis, Tachsib B'Tumah Shrotzim, O beged, O or. Ubemeis, it says V'chol beged, V'chol Klior. It doesn't specify what the beged is made out of. Likewise, V'chem B'Shichva Zera, it says V'chol beged, V'chol or, She'er Lov Shichva Zera. And likewise, B'tzitzis, it says, Al Kanfei Bigdehem. So these are four examples over here that Rashi brings down, where we just say plain beged without specifying what type of beged. So, the Beis Medrash of Yishmael, they taught, when you have this klal, all of these are klalim over here, these begodim, and then, Uparat l'cho ha-kosuv b'yecha b'yem tzerim u'pishtim. But in one specific place, it doesn't just say beged, it tells us the beged must be made of tzemer, or pishtim. Now, tzemer is wool, not tzemer geffen. Again, don't confuse the two. Tzemer is wool. Tzemer geffen is hemp. Tzemer geffen comes from a tree or a plant. So, one place the pasuk tells us, and this we'll see, is dealing with tzaras, with negoyim. It specifies that only certain types of garments, albeit it calls them begadim, but then it specifies that they have to be made out of tzemer, or pishtim, or flax, linen. So the pasuk, and I read you the pasuk from Vayikra, Perek Yugimu, Pesukim Mem Zayin Meches. It says v'habeged kiyeh bo negat tzaras, and it talks about a beged in general. But then it says bebeged tzemer o bebeged pishtim. It then specifies wool or linen, and then it says o bashesi o ba'erev. Then it says either the horizontal or the vertical lines in the weave. That's the shesi and the erev. La pishtim v'la tzemer. So that mentions this specifically there, that it's pishtim and tzemer only. So therefore, this is a prat. So now we have a rule over here. In all the other places, it mentions general beged, but here it specifies it. So therefore, prat l'cha kosa b'yecha b'yem tzemer pishtim, by tzaras, by negoyim, it specifically specifies that the beged must be either wool or linen. Mala halen tzemer pishtim. So by tzaras, by negoyim, it specifies it. So we now do a binyanav. We make it to all the other places. This is like a klal prat. And we only say whatever is in the prat is in the klal. So af kol tzemer pishtim. So all these other places, the Rashi brought down the shrotzim, tumas meis, the shechvazera, and the tzitzis, all of them also only apply to tzemer and pishtim. That's how Abaye understands this. And that's exactly what our Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said. Because he said that kol yotzi min eitz, except for linen. Now, tzemer doesn't come from eitz. That comes from a sheep. So that's not a problem. And he says, anything else that comes from an eitz or from a plant doesn't have all these dinim of tumah. Only one that does is linen. And that's exactly, according to Abaye, the Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel is saying the exact same thing as Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar. So, according to Abaye, they're saying the exact same thing. On the other hand, Rava disagrees. Rava says, no, there's a difference between these two opinions. We specifically say that Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar says only three etzbos. Three by three etzbos. That's when it doesn't apply. But Rava says, shlosha al shlosha bishar begodim ikibinai. He says that in terms of other types of material, so then they are considered capable of accepting tumah if they're three tfachim by three tfachim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Islay, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who specifically mentioned only three etzbos by three etzbos, says that that's the limit for linen. But other materials, they would be able to accept tumah if it's three tfachim by three tfachim. But That's the opinion of Shimon Elazar. Latona de Rishma, Leslie, because he holds this generalization rule over here that you have a prat and it's now generalized, it's a binyanav to all the others, so that doesn't make any difference to the size. So according to Rava, they're not saying the same thing. And according to Abaye, they are saying the same thing. Now we're going to go through this in much more detail. Gemara says, "Dekuli ama miyas shalosh al shalosh betzamru pishtim mitame binigoyim." So everybody clearly holds the pasuk. It says beferish that if you have 3x3 etzbos in regards to tzamru and pishtim, that is mitame binigoyim. It's only everything else that isn't mitame. Where do we get this from? Minolan. What's the source for this? So the Tanya. So we have the pasuk. This is pasuk that I mentioned from Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Mem Zayin. Ve'habeged. Now the word ve'habeged contains the vav and the hey that don't need to be there. You could have said beged ki yebo nega tzaras. So therefore, the pasuk doesn't say beged. The Tanya beged. It doesn't say beged. If it had said beged, ein li'ela beged, I would know that it means an entire beged. I wouldn't have said that it applies to something that's not a complete beged. And I would have said, therefore, that shalosh al shalosh minayin, if something is only 3x3 etzbos, it wouldn't be included. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, v'ha beged, the extra vav in the hay, they come to add on that if it's larger than 3x3 etzbos, so then it can also accept tumah. If it's less than 3x3 etzbos, then it's totally insignificant, even for a poor person, and therefore it doesn't accept tumah. So therefore, the extra word, v'ha, added on to beged, the extra letters, so that comes to teach me that it's marba, even something that's only 3x3 etzbos. Where it says, Ve'emol rabo shlosha shlosha tfachim. Maybe it's coming to be marba. You need to have a larger size, not 3 etzbos, but 3 tfachim. Where it says, Lav kavu chomer hu. This is a kavu chomer. Now, the end of the pasuk I read to you, it says, Oba shesi oba erev, la pishtim vila tzemer. So therefore, hashdo shesi the erev mitame. If even just the length and the width are matame just by those strands, so then if the shisi and the air of a matame, so then certainly shlosh al shlosh mi boya, would you need to tell me that something that is as large as 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that is capable of accepting tumah? If just the vertical or the horizontal are going to be accepting tumah, so certainly 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim is going to accept tumah. So therefore, that's how I know that the vav and the hay come to be marbid this as well. Shmuel says, Ihachi, shalosh al shalosh, nami leisim a kavachomer. So then we should also learn out 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos in a kavachomer. And therefore, it must be that vehabeged comes to include even things that are 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Shmuel says, Elo shlosha al shlosha, I don't really need a pasuk for shlosha al shlosha. Dechazu bein lashirim bein laniyim. That's good for everybody. So therefore, also with kavachomer, that I can learn out through the quote kavachomer. I don't need the pasuk v'habeged to teach me that. Tosus has an interesting, different way of explaining it. He says it's not really a kavachomer. He says that's a garment. We don't find anywhere that there's a difference between sizes of garment. A 3 tefach by 3 tefach is not a garment. 4 tefach, that's a garment. 5 tefach, that's a garment. He says no, it's not really through the kavachomer over here. That's because this is a garment, and you need the pasuk v'habeged shalosh al shalosh. That you need. That's because that's only good laniim hu dechazoyin. It's only good for poor people. Lashirim lo chazoyin. It's not really used by rich people. They're going to throw it in the garbage. A poor person is going to use this as a patch. Gemara in the next daf is going to tell us. They talk about, does it have to be 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos with a sealed hem around it or without the sealed hem around it? Because they'll use it as a patch. So therefore, that you wouldn't learn out losi b'kal v'chomer. However, taimo dekosri krat. That's why I have the pasuk v'habeged. Wouldn't have known 3x3. That's etzbos, but I would know 3x3 tefachim. So therefore, that's how we explain it. Tzmor says, still, they're not happy. Maybe the usage over here of the ve'habeged, the extra vav in the hay, that's to come to tell me maybe by other types of garments, other than over here, the tzemer and the pishtim. So Gemara says, no, Amakra, beget samru pishtim. The pasuk says, beget samru pishtim. So beget samru pishtim in, midiach rinilo, but all others know. Gemara still questions this and says, ve'emo ki yimayit mishalosh shalosh, when it's coming to exclude over here all the other types of garments, only the tzemer and the pishtim, that's shalosh shalosh, but maybe the others, avo shlosh al shlosh mitame, but the others are going to be mitame if they're more than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Even though the pasuk says beged tzemer u'pishtim, that's only for 3 etzbos, but not for 3 tvachim. Someone says, no, it says it twice. It doesn't only say it once, beget semer upishtim. Trei miut iksivi. It says it another time. Now, the girsa that we have is beget semer obe beget pishtim. Here's unusual. We don't read the words in the bracket. And this is really a pasuk. Beget hatsemer oha pishtim, which is found in pasuk nun tes. In any event, this is twice that it specifies beget semer upishtim. Beget semer is listed here twice, beget semer upishtim. Chad lemute mishalosh shalosh. One is to tell me that no other material, even for three etzbos by three etzbos, the chad lemute mishalosh shalosh. And even if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, that's what it's for. Therefore, our vehabeget over here is to come to tell me that semer upishtim only it applies, but everything else it doesn't apply. So this is great for Abaye. This is how Abaye is understood. However, Ula Rava, according to Rava, who says, the Amar Shlosha, Shlosha, Bishar, Begodim, Iker, Benayu. According to Rava, he says that, in fact, Rav Shimon ben Elazar only says it by three etzbos, by three etzbos. He doesn't hold this way by three tzvachim, by three tzvachim. So in this situation, where he holds Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay, he in fact says it applies to other garments, other types of material that are greater than three tzvachim, by three tzvachim. Only Latana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Leslay, it doesn't apply to him. So then, shlosha shlosha bishar begodim. We turn to the Amud Aleph Chavzayin Amud Aleph minale nafka. So where does Rabbi Shimon know that all of these other begodim are in fact able to go and accept tumah? So Gemara says nafka me o beged. We have the word o that's extra. The Tanya, because the pasuk says the brisa brings the pasuk. It says beged. The pasuk tells you by shrotzim. It says beged, but it doesn't say just beged. Ein liela beged. It says shlosha al shlosha bishar begod minayin. How do we know that it doesn't apply only to tzemer upishtim? How do we know that it also applies, according to Rava, according to the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that applies to other garments that are greater than the size of three tefachim by three tefachim? Shlosha al shlosha bishar begod minayin. So Talmud Lomer, o beged. If it just said beged, I wouldn't know. That would only be tzemer upishtim. But when it says o beged, that comes to be marbe as well all other types of material. Where it says, according to Abaye, Abaye, hi o beged my overlay. So great, Rava's good, but what does Abaye do with the extra o? So Gemara says, Biboyle, Lirabo, Sholosh, Sholosh, Besem, Bishtim. He uses that to teach me that if it's only three etzbos by three etzbos, by Tzemu Pishtim, the Metami Bishratzim, that also is going to be Metami by Shratzim. Again, we had the Pasuk over here only by Negoyim. So you need another Pasuk to tell me by Shratzim. Good. So that's now Abaye uses it. But Rava, how's he going to learn that out? So Gemara says, Gali Rachmona Gabi Negoyim. He says, it says it by Negoyim. Why do I need a separate pasuk to tell me by Negoyim and by Shratzim? Once it tells me in one place that it applies, so then it applies in the other place as well. No, that's a very good reason. No, Abaye. So then why doesn't he accept this binyanav? If it applies in one place, we would normally say it applies in every place else as well, unless we have a specific reason not to. So Rava says it's a binyanav. Why doesn't Abaye say it's a binyanav? Abaye needed O to teach me also over here by Shratzim, not only the Veha Beged by the Negoyim. So Gemara says, Ikla Mifrach, because you don't automatically have a binyanav over here. Because a binyanav is only if there's no reason that you shouldn't generalize it. Mala Negoyim, but Negoyim, Shekain Shesiva Erev Metami Behem. By Negoyim, we had a special pasuk telling me that just the single strands, the Shesi and Erev strands, they can accept Tumah. That you don't have by Sheretz. So therefore, you need a separate pasuk by Sheretz. No, this is such a good point. You don't have the Binyanav according to Abaye, so then you shouldn't have the Binyanav according to Rava. V'idach, what does Rava do with this? Rava says, no. If you're going to tell me that Negoyim is more chomer than Shratzim because it has Shasi and Erev, so then, instead of telling it to me by Negoyim, so then tell it to me by Shratzim. Lichtov Rechmona Gabi Shratzim. V'leisu Negoyim Inayu. And then I would be able to learn Negoyim from there. Since the Torah didn't do this, so therefore it must be that they're both identical. No, that's a good answer. What does Abaye do with that answer? V'idach? He says, Negoyim Shratzim Lawasu. You can't learn out Negoyim from Shratzim. Why? Because there you'd also have a Pircha. Again, if you're trying to do a Binyanav, one can't have something that the others don't have. It can't have a Milo, because otherwise you can't do the Binyanav. And if you learned out Negoyim from Shratzim, so then you'd also have a Pircha. Dika Lemifrach, Malish Shratzim, Shekim Etami V'Chadasha. A Sheretz, even if you only have the size of a Chadasha, like a little lentil, so then it's still capable of transmitting Tumah. But in regards to Negoyim, it has to have a larger size. So therefore, it wouldn't be the same. You couldn't learn one from the other. Therefore, Abaye says you have to have it by both. And Rava, he doesn't follow this. Rava says you can learn one from the other. So right now we're okay. Abaye and Rava are both okay. But now we're going to introduce another problem. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Hi, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Meipik Meidoch Tana de Rabbi Shmuel." We have a conflicting statement from the Braisa in the opinion of Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, because now we have another Braisa that says Beged. The pasuk says Beged, and when it talks about in by the Sheretz, it says Beged. So Eliela Beged Semu Pishtim. I would only know Beged Semu Pishtim because, as we previously pointed out, it's a klal by Sheretz, and we have the prat over here by Negoyim. But here it says Minayin Larabo Semer Gimalim. How do we know that this does include over here not only Semer Pishtim? Beged tells me Eliela Beged Semu Pishtim, but Minayin Larabo Semer Gimalim. How do we know that Sheretz over here also can be Metame camels here, the tzemer, the wool of gemalim, it's really hair, it's not wool. V'tzemer arnovim, you have rabbits. Notes or shalizim, you have the wool, the fluff over here of goats. V'hashiroyin, v'akalach, we had these words earlier. V'hasrikin, these are all different types of silk. Shiroyin is the regular type of silk. Then we had kalach and srikin are different types of silk. How do we know that? So this Bryce, so this Tana de Rabbi Shmuel says, Talmud Lomar, Beged. So this totally knocks off everything. We have a steer over here between the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel and the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. But Rava doesn't see it as a steer. Rava Amar, no. Kiles le lahach Tana de Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim, shalosh al shalosh. He says, when we said that the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold over here that it applies to other garments, that was only with shlos etz boats, shalosh al shalosh. However, Rava Lishitaso says shlosh al shlosh islay. They do in fact have the ability to accept tumah for all the other garment types when it's three tvachim by three tvachim. So Abaye says it's a stira, and Rava says no, we can reconcile them. Where it says v'ha Rava hu diyama, but Rava himself was the one that said, we had this earlier in today's shir, shlosh al shlosh al shlosh al bishar begadim l'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay l'tana v'erishmal leslay. He says that the Tana v'erishmal doesn't hold from that. It's only Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that holds from this. So there is a stir over here within the Tana v'erishmal. So Gemara says no. Hadar be Rava mehahi. In fact, Rava retracted his original statement to say that the Shita of Rishim and Elazar is different than the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, and now he's saying that in fact the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel holds exactly like the Shita of Rishim and Elazar, which means that for other types of garments, for other materials, if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, in fact they do accept Tumah, and now the statements of the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel are all consistent with each other, and they're also consistent with the opinion of Rishim and Elazar. That's Teretz number one, how you reconcile the two statements of the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Teretz number two, Vibayi Seymah, HaRapapa Amra. It wasn't over here Rava, and it's another Amori. It's Rapapa, and therefore there's no Stira if Rapapa says something different than the opinion of Rava. Rapapa Amar, Af Kol Lasuya Kilayim. Rapapa says that it's dealing over here when it says Tzemer Ufishtim, it's only talking about the laws of Kilayim. It has nothing to do with the Tumah, accepting Tumah by other garments. More questions. It says, what? Kilayim? You're telling me this is Kilayim in a Braisa? It's a Beferish Pasuk. Kilayim, Behedrok, Sivibe. The Pasuk says, Lo Silva Shad, Nisamu, Pishim, Yachtav. Why would I need a Braisa to tell me something that's a Beferish Pasuk? Braisa don't bring down Beferish Pasukim. So it says, maybe not. No. Soka Dai Techaminach, Hani Mila Der Levisha. The time the Pasuk tells me, Lo Silva Shad, Nisamu, Pishim, Yachtav, is Silbash when you're wearing them together. However, Avo Bahalah, if you're just covering yourself with something, like a blanket or something like that, that's shatnez, maybe not. Kol Trei Mini Aser. Maybe all types of materials, not only Tzemer Pishtim, would be not by wearing it, but by halah. So I says that's not possible. V'lav Kav V'chomer, it says, which is stricter, wearing it or covering? It says, covering is not as strict as wearing. So if you're telling me that wearing is not allowed, and it only applies to the Tzemer Pishtim, so certainly halah. V'lav Kav V'chomer, Uma Levisha. Wearing something, the gomes hani kuli gufa mikilayim. Your whole body is getting benefit from kilayim. And if we only asked tzemer pishtim, but we didn't ask all other materials, amr tzemer pishtim in midiachrini lo. So certainly halah, when you're only putting it on part of your body, that can't be a concern. Lo kol shekein, certainly that is allowed. And the Gemara says you're right. Rav Papa doesn't make any sense over here. Ela de Rav Papa bedusahi. Others have the girsa berusahi. Tosos brings down that Barusa means Bara on the outside. Bedusa means it's a mistake. So Rav Papa can't be reconciled. It doesn't make sense. Bari now gives another teretz. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, when it says af kol, when we want to say that it only applies to tzemer and fishtim, he says latsuye tzitzis. We turn to the Amud Beis. It only comes to talk about tzitzis. Bari again questions this. Tzitzis behedyaksiv. The pasuk specifically tells me that tzitzis are allowed to be shatnis. Why? The pasuk says in one place losilba shatnis tzemer fishtim. The pasuk says you can't have shatnis of flax and linen together. Fine. And then right next to it, what we call smuchin, it says uksiv gedilim tasaloch, that you're supposed to go make for yourself tzitzis. Now, the fact that these two psukim are next to each other, this concept of smuchim, tells us that one applies to the other, and that normally you can't have shatnis except by tzitzis. So therefore, I don't need a braisa to tell me this. We have it beferish in the Torah. So Gemara says, no, solka daitichamina chamaydiftuwa kidirava. Rava has a different understanding over here. The Rava says, Ksif hakanof. The pasuk tells me you have to put tzitzis on hakanof, which means min kanof. It has to be the same material. The tzitzis have to be the same material as the garment. And another place, Ksif tzemer pishtim yachtav. It says that you can have tzemer pishtim together on a pair of tzitzis. So how do you reconcile this? One place it says you must have from the material that the garment is made of. Another place it says tzemer pishtim is good. Okay, it's that. So Rava said, tzemer pishtim potrin ben b'minon ben shalom b'minon. If you have over here the wool and linen tzitzis over here, the treilis and the regular white tzitzis, so they can be put on any type of garment, whether it's a wool garment, a linen garment, or a silk garment, or any other type of garment. But shar minim, if you have a garment that's not made out of wool or linen, so then b'minon potrin, then their type of material could also be used for tzitzis. So if you have a silk garment, it could be patted by wool or linen or silk tzitzis. But shalom b'minon ain't potrim. But if you have a different type of material, not wool or linen, then you can't put a different type of material on some other garment that's not of that same material. Only wool and linen goes in everything. So therefore, solka daitoch kidirava. You might have thought over here that Rava is the way to learn these psukim, and not the way Rav Nachman learned it, kamash b'lan. No, that Rava is not the right way to interpret it, and the b'raisa over here, according to Rav Nachman, is to be understood that only tzemer ufishtim garments are obligated in the chiyuv of tzitzis. So therefore, that's another answer. Gemara again, questions over here. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava l'Rav Ashi, l'Tanah de Rav Shmuel, according to the opinion of Tanah de Rav Shmuel, Maishto l'inyan Tumah. So he says, what is special over here about Tumah? The Mar Bishar Begodim, that all other types of Begodim are included, because the Pasuk said, Dixiv Obeged. That's how we learned out that other types of material, if it's more than 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim, can accept Tumah. So Achanami, Lema l'Rabo Shar Begodim, Yashir Techasibah. Because you have another word over here that tells me, just like Obeged taught me by Tumah, so too, by Tzitzis, you should have Me'asher Techasibo. That should imply that other types of material should also be Chayiv in Tzitzis. Gemara says, no. Hala suya ksusuma hudyasa. That's needed to tell us that a blind person's garments also require Tzitzis. Not other types of material, but the wool or linen, the tzemer or fishtim of a blind person also requires Tzitzis, because that wouldn't be necessarily known. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Urisem oso, which means that you have to see the tzitzis. Prat l'chsus laila. So one opinion says that it's as opposed to a night garment, pajamas that don't need it because they can't be seen. You're wearing them at night. So one opinion says that that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude, that you don't put tzitzis on pajamas. So at omer prat l'chsus laila. So maybe you're saying that that's talking about pajamas, or maybe not. Oenu ela prat l'chsus suma. Maybe it means a blind person's garments that are worn during the day. So the pasuk says, "Kisha Omer Asher Techasaba." That comes to tell me, "Harei Ksus Omer Ksus Suma Omer." That includes. He's also covered up. There's nothing different about the blind person. Only by the seeing, there's a difference, but not by the Techasaba. So therefore, Hamayni Makayim Urisimoso. That Prat Lchus Laila. So you need this pasuk Urisimoso to tell me that it's accepting a ksus laila, and you need asher techasibo to tell me that the blind person's garments indeed are required in tzitzis. And why do we learn it this way? Umaris l'rabo suma lotzi ksus laila. Why do we include the garment of the blind person and exclude the ksus laila? Because it makes sense. Mar b'ni ksus suma sheyesh tam b'yaseh tzalachayim. Because everybody can see the blind person's garments, so therefore that's included in the idea of what required is required to have tzitzis. Umotz ani ksus laila, and I exclude ksus laila because nobody can see the ksus laila. Shein b'riyah b'etzalachayim. Because it's dark and nobody can see it. Nevertheless, the word says, "Ve'emol Rabbo Shar Begodim." Maybe still, Asher Techasabo, like we wanted to suggest, we just rejected. But let's go back and say, no, it means other types of garments as well, not just Tzemru Fishtim. The word says, no, doesn't make sense. Mistar Bekoy B'Tzemru Pishtim. It makes sense that we're talking about Tzemru Pishtim. Why? Because Mar B'Tzemru Pishtim, Koy B'Tzemru Pishtim. Because we're talking about Tzemru Pishtim, so if we're going to be Mar B'something, don't Mar B'other garments, Mar B'something about Tzemru Pishtim, such as a blind person's garment. Koy B'Tzemru Pishtim, Mar B'Shar B'Godim, it's talking about Tzemru Pishtim, and you want to go include other types of garments? That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, the way we just learned it is correct. Finally, one more thing. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar of the Sumchus Amud Dover Echad. We have statements that are similar between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Sumchus. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who them are, that we've been talking about all the time now. Sumchus, where do we find the similar statement by Sumchus? The Tanya, Sumchus Omer, the Brisa says that Sumchus holds, Sichicha b'tivi b'sula, if you go and use for schach for a sukkah, either Tavui, which is spun flax, and Rashi points out, and certainly if it's unspun flax, it's no good. Why? Because it's going to accept tumah of negoyim, and anything that can accept tumah, even though it can't accept all types of tumah, doesn't accept sheretz tumah. But since this can accept tumah of negoyim, so it's not able to be used for schach. Now I pointed out that we said it says here tivuyi psula if it's spun, and I said, and Rashi says, and certainly if it's not spun, because Rashi explains over here. It's certainly talking about clumps of pishton when they've been whitened. Why did it say then only tavui? That tavui becomes immediately capable of accepting tumah, but the whitened flax only becomes after it's taken out from the whitening process. So that's why it specifically mentioned that we have tavui, but it even applies to non-tavui flax. So this statement of Sumchus says that you can't use it for schach, just like Rav Shimon Elazar said that something that accepts tumah also can't be used for schach. Kiman, and who does Abaye say this opinion goes like that we just brought down? He says, Ki hai tana ditnan. It goes like the following tana who learned in the Mishnah the following. This mission is in the goyim, and it says shesiva erev mitami ben goyim yad. If you have the threads over here of the shesi and erev, so they can accept tumah of tsaras, the negoyim, like we brought down from the pasuk, immediately as they're spun. That's the opinion of Divrei Rav Meir. And Rav Yehuda says hashesi mishi shala, the shesi types of threads, so they only can become tame, accepting tumah, when they've been whitened. After you yishla, if you remove them from the yorev, from the pot, that they've been whitened in. For Erev, but the Erev strands, miyad, they can, just after the spinning, you don't have to whiten them. For Unin Shal Pishta, Mishi Yislabdu, and if you have bundles of flax that hasn't yet been spun at all, so then, as soon as they're whitened, they can go and accept Tumah. This is exactly, the statement of Yehuda is exactly what Rav Shimon Elazar said about flax, that even when it's Shesi and Erev, or if it's Unin Shel Pishtan, it can accept Tumah, so this is the same opinion. Now this was a quite complicated sugya. I hope we said it over clearly, and everybody should, B'ezus Hashem, have a great week. I invite everybody to listen to a special shiur that I'm giving, Something to Say at the Seder, which will be on Sunday evening, March 29th at 8:30. It will be on YU's Torah programming. It will be eventually put up on YU Torah Online, and people are welcome to watch it live tomorrow, Sunday, March 29th at 8:30 p.m. The shir is being said, Lili Nishmas, my father, whose yard site is, Emir Tz Hashem, this coming Shabbos, Yud Nisan.